I'm Bob Sturm, a concept ticker involving a time machine, sports, and me. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Breaking sports news now. Ticket Ticker.
Driver Select and Diamond Doctor would like to bring you this 410 Ticket Ticker. And for our concept, this ticker, we're going to step into a ticket time machine and take you back 10 years. It's December 8th.
Question, tell me what you
it's the year 2000. And here's the Billboard number one song, Independent Woman by Destiny's Child. Now let's look at the sports page. What was going on today? Which is actually 10 years from the future. The Cowboys' record falls to 4-9 after last Sunday's 27-7 loss in Tampa Bay. Among other things, Dave Campbell's bunch will need to improve their run defense after Warrick Dunn trampled them for 210 yards and two touchdowns on the ground. Hopefully things go better this Sunday at home at Texas Stadium, a stadium they will never leave, against the Washington Redskins. And something tells me, I don't know why, but I bet you this is going to be Troy Aikman's last game. Just a hunch. Meanwhile, the winter meetings in Dallas this winter, that's why they call them the winter meetings, you know? And plenty of pitching has already been signed. Mike Hampton signed with the Rockies, 8 years, $121 million. Darren Dreifert signed with the Dodgers, re-signed, 5 years, $55 million. Kevin Apier signed with the Mets, 4 years and $42 million. Alex Rodriguez is the big free agent, but he's still shopping around. But there's no way he signs here, so who cares? Mavs welcome Khalid Al-Amin, Marcus Fizer, and the Chicago Bulls to Reunion Arena tonight. Should be fabulous. The Mavs sit at 13 up and 8 down. Thanks to their big win over the Knicks two nights ago, Michael Finley led the way with 21 points. That big, goofy German kid, the 22-year-old Dirk Nowitzki, had 12 points. Sean Bradley started, and we still can't stand him. People really seem to like the German kid, but I say he'll be out of the league in a couple years and back in Germany. Meanwhile, the Bulls, coached by Tim Floyd, who has a career record of 32-118 since the Bulls decided that Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Phil Jackson thing wasn't working out. This Ticket Ticker is brought to you by HCA North Texas Hospitals and Crest Cadillac. Let's see what I have on them. The all-new 2011 Infiniti G25 just arrived at Crest Cars. Be the first to own this amazing vehicle. $29,225 or $399 a month with zero down. Crest in the heart of Plano on the west side of 75 between Park and Parker. Online at CrestCars.com. By the way, 2010 just called, and it appears Yuri Lehtinen retired today after 14 years of awesomeness in the NHL. Look for his 26 to hang at the American Airlines Center very, very soon. I'm Bob Stern, reminding the P1s to B1. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Enjoy Destiny's Child, Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. So,
this hour of the Heartline brought to you by...
I'm Sports Stern, going to kick that time machine bit up a notch next.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Ticket ticker!
And for what was supposed to be the 30 after the hour ticker, I wish these guys would stay on time. We'll hop in the ticket time machine, head all the way back 30 years, December 8th. 1980, this ticker from the past, brought to you by Texas Land and Cattle and DSW Shoe Warehouse. What's that Billboard number one song? Lady by Kenny Rogers. You want some sports over some Kenny Rogers? I know you do. All right, the Mavericks try to snap their 10-game losing streak tomorrow night as they return home to Reunion Arena to take on the Los Angeles Lakers. You remember the Lakers. Second-year stud and the only NBA Finals rookie MVP ever, Magic Johnson, roll into town. Two nights ago, the Atlanta Hawks schooled the Mavs 110-104. And the Mavs' record now falls to 3-25. Newly signed free agent guard Brad Davis does not look like he has much, but what the heck, let's try him. Claim him off waivers from the Pistons, and let's see what the kids got. Tip-off tomorrow night from Reunion Arena is at 7. Hey, we stink, but who cares? We have the NBA in Dallas. How great is this? Meanwhile, the Cowboys improved to 11-3 with a crucial 19-13 win over the Oakland Raiders at Oakland County Coliseum. The Raiders took a quick lead on a Raymond Chester touchdown, but then Tony Dorsett and Ron Springs both scored touchdowns. Rafael Septien kicked from 52 and 34. Danny White, 14 for 26, 159 yards. Tony Dorsett, 97 yards on 25 carries. The Eagles lose to the Falcons. That means Dallas now tied for the lead in the NFC East. All is well with Danny White. Who needs Roger Staubach, I ask. Meanwhile, Monday Night Football tonight, it is the 8-5 New England Patriots, led by Steve Grogan, heading to the 6-7 Miami Dolphins. David Woodley, the quarterback there. I doubt anything historically significant will happen in this game, so I wouldn't even bother watching. Meanwhile, the business ticker brought to you by Star Power and TexasLending.com. NASDAQ is up 195.87. By the way, these are all from 1980, so seriously, don't call your stockbroker. New York Stock Exchange is up to 794.3, and the Dow is at, seriously, 32.126. This ticket ticker brought to you by Classic BMW, and they want me to tell you to celebrate the BMW year-end event, receive a BMW holiday credit of up to $2,500 at Classic BMW Spring Creek and the Tollway in Plano. And by the way, that business is open in the year 2010. Anyway, your next ticker is coming up sometime real soon. I'm Bob Stern. Mind the P wants to be one. Tunison, turn it up, lock it on, and cut it off. Keep it on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Find out what sports was like when Mike Reiner was 10 years old. Next on the ticket.
When we say sports, you say now. Ticket ticker.
All right, it's the 50 ticker. Let's think this through. Groups, 10 for the 10 after ticker. I went back how many years? 10. Say 10.
10.
For the 30 after ticker, I went back how many years?
30.
So for the 50 after ticker, how far back will I go?
At least 50.
Let's go back 50 years in the ticket time machine. And all the way back, the year is 1960. Mike Reiner is 10 years old. This ticket ticker brought to you from the past by Diamond Doctor and Twin Peaks. The Billboard number one song, Mike? That's right. It's The Thing by Phil Harris. How about that? This is really the number one song. I kid you not, in 1960. The Cowboys close out the year this Sunday. That is not...
That's what I was given.
That's not Phil Harris. That's Elvis. All right. Well, it's Elvis. Sorry, Phil.
Yay, Elvis.
Sorry for not being as famous as Elvis. The Cowboys close out their first ever season this Sunday on the road against the Detroit Lions. The Cowboys coming off a 31-31 tie against the New York Giants at Yankee Stadium last Sunday. Eddie LeBaron was 17 for 35, 267 yards, three touchdowns, but also got picked off twice. The Cowboys are now 0-10-1. Would this not, I've been saying this all season, would this not be the perfect time to see what the backup kid, Don Meredith, has? He went to SMU. He's from Mount Vernon. He looks like he has all the tools. Let's get him out there. Why are we going with this retread Eddie LeBaron any longer? They're 0-10-1. Let's learn about the future. The future is now. Let's get ready for 1961. Cowboys' last chance to get a win will be a chilly afternoon at Briggs Stadium in Detroit against the 6-5 Lions. Weather expected to be in the low 20s. Elsewhere, the Eagles lead the NFL Eastern Conference at 9-1, while the Packers, Colts, and 49ers are tied for the lead in the NFL West at 6-4. Meanwhile, baseball news. The Pittsburgh Pirates continue to celebrate their World Series win. News from the 1960 winter meetings, though, is that Los Angeles and Washington will both receive expansion teams in time for the spring's 1961 season. If you're asking, doesn't Washington already have a team? Well, they did, but they just moved to Minnesota to become the Twins, and now Major League Baseball is trying to keep their antitrust exemption from going south, so they've awarded a new team to the nation's capital. They will also be called the Senators. So the Senators played in Washington last year. They will play there again this year. They'll play in the same stadium, but it will be a completely different franchise with the same nickname. It's very confusing. All I know is Texas still does not have a team. This ticker brought to you by Classic BMW. And I'm supposed to tell you on behalf of them that celebrate the BMW year-end event and receive a BMW holiday credit of up to $2,500. Elvis is throwing me off. At Classic BMW Spring Creek and Tollway in Plano.
5-minute ticker.
The next ticket ticker is with Gordon Keith at 5:10. Remind the P1s to be one, turn it up, keep it on, rip it off. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.